as the referee blows the full-time whistle here at the Showgrounds, and it has resulted in a 3-1 victory for the home side as Sligo took the points in the North West Derby against Finn Harps. The story of the game tonight, after a good start by Finn Harps here on the road, the opening goal came from Ryan DeFreeze. It was a cross that was not dealt with properly by the Finn Harps defence. There was a hole in there, and from a Harps point of view that they didn't want it to arrive, it arrived in that hole, and Friars was there to stick the ball past Finn Harps goalkeeper Mark Anthony McGinley. Harps plugged away at it then for the next 20 minutes or so, and they did have chances. Cogler with a header, McNamee's effort went out to the right and wide, and then Mark Russell had a really good chance. He just dinked it up with his left, and on a half volley on the right he just couldn't get it on a target. Jesse Devers required a save from Mark Anthony McGinley to deny the home side going 2-0 up. There was a big shout of a penalty late in the first half, but somehow Mark Anthony McGinley got some part of his body to the ball, yep, which was able to spill away. So at the break, it was 1-0. Into the second half, and then Harps got that equaliser from Mark Russell. The cross came in from the left. Big Cogler got his foot to it, and it just bounced right under the path of Mark Russell, who swivelled onto the left and stuck it past Edward McGinty, and we were level at 1-1. Harps on top of the game at that stage, but then they were hit with the first of the red cards, a second red card for Mark Coyle. Harps down to 10 men. Then Sligo started to dominate the game after that, and they made the numerical advantage count. Ollie Horgan was also sent to the stand as well following that incident. He wasn't at all happy with the red card given out to Coyle for the two yellows. Ollie had got a yellow in the first half, he got one in the second half, and away to the stand again for the Finn Harps manager. Then we had Ronan Murray, a second half substitute, who stepped up with a second goal to put Sligo in front, and deservedly so at that stage. That came on 72 minutes. But then the game started to open up for Harps as the Donegal club pushed players further up the field. But unfortunately, from their point of view, just 10 minutes later, 11 minutes later actually, the third goal arrived from the penalty spot as Coughlin converted, having been brought down in the area by Siddiqui. Siddiqui was also shown a second yellow card, and he went to the line as well. Harps were down to 9 men, and Coughlin, as Declan described it, it was like one of those penalties you would see in the Premier Division cross channel. He took his time with it. He gave the shimmy, and he figured out which way Mark Antony was going to go. Mark Antony went to his left, so Coughlin decided to stick it to his left and Mark Antony's right, and into the back of the net. 3-1 was how it finished. It could have ended 4-1 only for a fine save from Mark Antony McGinley, but another disappointing night for Harps. They were on the road. They played very, very well at times here, but they just couldn't find the end product. In the end, it was a 3-1 result in favour of Sligo Rovers. Declan Boyle, did Sligo deserve it tonight? Was it a 3-1 game?
It's a 3-1 game, and overall probably you think, yeah, it is, because we lacked that wee bit of discipline, and we've probably given them the opportunity to go and score. We started the game very well. They, as we said earlier, Sligo's first attack to go and score. We had an opportunity, the ball came into the box, an opportunity to clear it, and we fluffed our clearance just around the penalty spot, and DeFreeze just stuck it into the far right-hand corner. We got back into the game. Overall, first half, we probably were as good as Sligo, if not better. We had one or two good chances, as you already mentioned there. Second half, we had a great opportunity. We got back into the game, 1-1, now 11-11 players, and just 2 minutes after scoring a goal, we ended up getting Mark Coyle sent off, and that changed the game. The introduction then of Rowan Murray as well made a big difference, because he came on, and obviously with more space, more gaps appearing, and with Sligo keeping possession of the ball, working it forward, Harps got tired, or dropped a wee bit deeper, but he ended up getting a good second goal, and obviously, as you said, the penalty then put the icing on the cake for, I suppose, a good performance by Sligo Rovers. For me, good performance. The lads worked hard, great attitude, but that lack of discipline just cost them in the end.
And it's the same story once. Well, we've heard Ollie Horgan say this numerous occasions through the season: don't concede first.
And
it happened tonight again, so it did. And it was very, very early on.
It was, and it was probably against their own play, Roshan.
Yeah.
You know, and they played very well, and it's the first attack they went down, the first ball in the box, and they go and score. And that's disappointing, you know. And as a manager, you're in there, and you're stressing to all the players beforehand, make sure we score first, make sure we're nice and tight, make sure we start well. They started well, but then they give away a soft goal, and that's been a difference, and that's been a problem all year.
Yeah, positives then coming out of this game. 3-1 defeat, but there always is some sort of positives from it. 80 Delap was one in the first half, but then went off. We didn't see him in the second half, possibly a knock. What else was there, Declan?
Mark Russell, I thought done well up front. I thought he's a great goal. I thought Cogler worked hard in the middle of the park. I think times were good, times we weren't good, times give the ball away, but you can't fault it. I mean, they're a great endeavour, great attitude, they worked hard, but, you know, it's small margins, and it's just that wee bit more professional in Sligo. We're a bit more professional in us in regards to not giving away yellow cards, not getting sent off, and obviously they defended the goals better than we did, and we give away soft goals, and that's been the difference. Sligo have that quality. They've done really well here. They beat the last year's leaders on Dock 3-1 here, so they have the quality that caused problems. But we for us, with the performance, we should have got something out of this game, and we didn't.
Yeah, big one now next on Sunday, 5 o'clock kickoff in Finn Park. Another big derby. Derry's coming to town.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's great. As you mentioned earlier, Declan Levine was here watching the match, so he'll have done his notes, and he'll be well prepared for this. But it's a Northwest derby. Anything can happen. The disappointing aspect now is we've got Mark Coyle missing, with Siddiqui obviously sent off as well. Yeah. And obviously Ollie won't be on the bench as well. So that's so, and there could be more suspension with the amount of players who picked up bookings. We think we had 8 bookings tonight, which could, as you say, lead to problems later on come the last 4 or 5 games of the season. So yeah, but listen, it's derby, anything can happen, and we're looking for 3 points. I mean, it's a massive month for us. We obviously have Derry obviously on Sunday, we've got Shelburne away then, we've got Cork City also at home as well. So the next 3 matches are massive, and you know, it can tell you how exactly where we're going to be after the Cork City match, if we're going to be relegated or if we're going to stay up. For these next 3 matches, or for me, we'll tell exactly where we end up.
Okay, Declan, many thanks for your contribution tonight once again on a co-commentary. It has ended here in defeat for Harps. They stay rooted to the bottom of the Premier Division as Sligo Rovers go 3rd in the table. They have won the tie by 3-1. A disappointing night for Harps, who will head back down the road with nothing from the Showgrounds. There is some positives, but again, on the road, when you lose points and a game that you thought you maybe got something out of, having played so well in patches, it is a disappointing evening. And we've got a big one to come, of course, this coming weekend as well. Derry against Harps, 5 o'clock is the kickoff. So full-time score, 3-1 in favour of Sligo. Many thanks to BNS Credit Union and Balbuffet for their continued support. Check them out at bnscu.ie. And before we finish, one other result for you tonight from the Brian McCormick Cup semi-final. A brace from Kevin McHugh. He got 2 late goals for Kildrum Tigers to help them to a 3-1 victory over Kilmacrenan Celtic. And that now means Kildrum will play Capri Rovers in the Brian McCormick Cup final next Sunday. I hope you enjoyed our coverage. Thanks for listening as we head back to the studio in Letterkenny. Have a very good evening.